From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, the 10th day of March, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper on the candidate forum held at Kinderhook Village Hall last week. Contenders in the village's mayoral and trustee races participated. Running for mayor are Rima Bostic on the Responsible Party line and James Dunham on the Van Buren Party line. Candidates competing for two open trustee seats are Robert Baumeister on the People's Party line, Richard Phillips on the Van Buren Party line, as well as Stephen Bean and Peter Hunter, both on the Freedom Party line. Incumbent Village Justice David Delahunt is running for re-election unopposed. Current mayor Carol Weaver and incumbent trustee Brian Murphy are not seeking re-election. The moderator for the event was Parry Teasdale, the editor and publisher of the Columbia paper. Following the candidate's opening remarks, Teasdale read questions submitted by audience members. Approximately 100 people attended the 90-minute forum. Topics discussed included the safety of the village sidewalks, parking, truck traffic on local and state roads, and the future of the village department of work, whether the community needs both village and town courts, economic development in the business district, the planting of trees and leaf pickup, among other things. Bean was the only candidate that did not attend the forum. The event was hosted by the Kinderhook Niverville Belasia Community Action Network. The election will take place on Tuesday, March 15th at the Village Hall, number 6 Chatham Street, from noon to 9 p.m. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Keisha Cluckley's reporting at Politico New York that U.S. Senator Charles Schumer on Wednesday, March the 9th, proposed a $100 million federal grant program to help test for lead in school drinking water. The proposal comes amid the crisis in Flint, Michigan, and reports of elevated levels found in the drinking water at 10 schools in Ithaca. Schumer said given that toxic lead-based pipes were not banned until 1986, schools should be testing. His proposal would help schools that are already testing continue to do so and provide an incentive for those that are not. Water testing costs an average of $35 per sample. But if contamination is discovered, districts could require further samples be taken, he said. If passed, the funding would be available as soon as January 1, 2017, for all schools. Schumer expects to soon have a Republican co-sponsor. When asked if the testing should extend to other chemicals or contaminants, such as were found in Hoosick Falls, Schumer said they would start with lead. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. The Daily Freeman reports that WMHT premieres a documentary about the Irish Catholics at 7:30 p.m. on March the 10th. The Irish Catholics, Dancing at the Crossroads, airs on the public television station and online at www.wmht.org. Filmmaker Kevin Ferguson uses archival photos, home movies, dozens of interviews, and contemporary videography to trace the history of Irish Americans in Leeds, South Cairo, Oak Hill, and East Durham from the 1950s to the 1970s. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. For the first time in 40 years, New York's April presidential primary may feature a still undecided contest on both sides. Hillary Clinton leads Bernie Sanders by 21 points, 54% to 34% in the most recent Siena poll of voters. But Sanders came back from polls showing him behind by 20 points to win Michigan's March 8th primary. On the Republican side, Donald Trump has a 27-point lead with 45% support in the Siena poll from February 28th to March the 3rd. But Marco Rubio and John Kasich are tied at 18% and Ted Cruz trails at 11%. Mark Weiner reports at Syracuse.com that in 1976, New York Republicans chose Gerald Ford over Ronald Reagan in the primary, and eventual presidential winner Jimmy Carter finished third in the New York Democratic primary to U.S. Senator Henry Scoop Jackson of Washington State and Representative Morris Udall of Arizona. To register to vote for the 2016 primary election, applications must be postmarked no later than March 25th and received by the Board of Election no later than March 30th to be eligible to vote in the primary. Anyone may register at the local Board of Elections or any state agency participating in the National Voter Registration Act by March the 25th. Notices of change of address from registered voters must be received by March 30th. For our final story, temperatures in the Hudson Valley reached 80 degrees on March 9th, the warmest day this winter. Meteorological winter is from December the 1st to February 29th, and the National Weather Service in Albany recently released statistics for the past winter. It was 72 degrees in Albany on Christmas Eve, the highest temperature of the season, with minus 28 degrees on January 19th, the coldest of few cold spells. Albany had only 8 snowy days this winter, with 33 inches of snow below average and 48 inches fewer than last winter. The 9 inches of total precipitation was over an inch more than normal, according to the National Weather Service. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting scattered showers before 8 a.m., then rain mainly after 8 a.m., with a temperature high near 67 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Thursday night, rain again, mainly before 4 a.m., with a temperature low around 44 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Thursday night is 80%. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of rain mainly before 7 a.m. It will be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a temperature high near 53 degrees. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 31. And on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 6:13 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:57 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 44 minutes of daylight. That is 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 10th day of March 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.